本园林教会的弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
Thank God, I have this opportunity to worship God here with you.
晚上小弟想跟大家一起分享在马可福音的第八章，主耶稣在伯赛大所行的一个神迹。
This evening, we'd like to study from Mark chapter 8 about a miracle Jesus performed at Bethsaida.
我们一起来看马可福音的八章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 8.
马可福音八章二十二节到二十六节。
Mark 8 verses 22 to 26.
八章二十二节，他们来到伯赛大，有人带一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。二十三节。
23.
耶稣拉着瞎子的手，领他到村外，就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说：“你看见什么了？”二十四节。
24.
他就抬头一看，说：“我看见人了。”他们好像树木，并且行走。二十五节。
25.
随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复了原，样样都看得清楚了。二十六节。
26.
耶稣打发他回家，说：“连这村子，你也不要进去。”这个是主耶稣在伯赛大所行的一个神迹。
This was a miracle that Jesus performed at Bethsaida.
之所以让人家觉得稀奇跟有趣是因为在这个神迹当中，我们反复看到是经过了两次才得到医治的。
And it is quite amazing to many, and quite interesting is that the healing happened in two stages.
小弟想说，圣经还有主耶稣的作为绝对不会没有意义的。
And we believe that what is recorded in the Bible and what Jesus did, it is not without meaning.
不可能是因为主耶稣的能力不够所以要两次才能医得好。
It is not that Jesus is lacking in power that he needed twice to do the complete healing.
那之所以会有两次的医治，一定有当中有教导在里面。
So these two stages of healing, there must be some teachings within.
那在这里谈到说，在伯赛大有人带着一个瞎子要来求耶稣医治他。
So in verse 25, here it says that then he came to Bethsaida and someone brought a blind man to him.
主耶稣在世上行了好几个瞎眼医治的神迹。
Jesus healed many blind men in his ministry.
因为这是弥赛亚救世主的记号。
This is a sign of Messiah, the Savior.
当主耶稣刚出来传福音在他故乡的时候。
And when Jesus first came out to preach in his hometown.
他照素常的规矩进到会堂，人家递给他这个书卷，他就念起以赛亚书来了。
According to custom, he went in on the Sabbath to the synagogue, and he started reading from the scriptures.
那在主耶稣所读的经文里头特别有讲到他这个弥赛亚的使命。
And in the scriptures that he read, he talked about the mission of the Messiah.
我们来看一下
And we can refer to this passage.
路加福音的第四章。
In Luke chapter 4.
路加福音四章十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：十八节
，18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节
，and 19.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。在这里。主耶稣引用以赛亚书的六十一章。
Here the Lord Jesus read from the book of Isaiah chapter 61.
这个弥赛亚救世主他的使命。
About the work and the mission of the Savior Messiah.
来向当时的这些家乡的父老们来讲述自己就是以赛亚书这个先知以赛亚所预言的弥赛亚。
And he wanted to he convey to the people in the town that he was the Messiah.
那当中有一项就是瞎眼的得看见。
And one of the work of the Messiah is to allow the blind to see.
后来这个施洗约翰在监牢里面还特别要他的门徒来问耶稣。
And so when the John the Baptist was in prison, he sent his disciples to Jesus.
哦，你到底是不是预言要来的那一位，还是我们要另外等别人呢？
And ask him, are you the one whom the prophecy has been written about, or shall we be waiting for others?
哦，那主耶稣啊，没有正面的回答。
And Jesus did not answer directly.
哦，只是啊，叫这个施洗约翰的门徒回去转告哦，这个施洗约翰。
So he asked, so Jesus asked the disciples of John to return with this message.
哦，你把你看见的啊，告诉你的老师了。
To tell your teacher what you have witnessed.
哦，当中也有一项瞎眼的得看见。
That is how the blind have received their sight.
哦，换句话说啊，耶稣要施洗约翰知道，哦，他就是哦先知书所预言的弥赛亚。
And through this, Jesus wanted John to know that he was the Messiah as prophesied in the Old Testament.
哦，所以在四福音书里头，我们看到主耶稣行了好几个瞎眼得医治的神迹。
So in the Gospel books, we find numerous occasions where Jesus healed the blind.
啊，那我们晚上要分享这个马可福音八章哦，这个是在伯赛大所行的。
In Mark chapter 8, the incident happened in Bethsaida.
哦，那谈到眼瞎。我们知道这是眼睛看不见。
To be blind, that is to not be able to see.
哦，那我们在座的弟兄姐妹啊，我们啊，在肉体上，我们都是看得见的。
And so physically, most of us can see.
哦，也许我们会觉得说，哦，这个我们又不是看不见的。
So we may not say that we are blind.
哦，所以这个神迹，哦，主耶稣所行的这个神迹啊，好像跟我们。没有什么关系哦。
So it appears that this miracle has nothing to do with us.
哦，其实人有两种眼瞎。
But there actually are two kinds of blindness.
哦，一种是肉体哦的这个眼睛的眼瞎。
One is the physical blindness.
哦，另外一种啊是心灵的眼睛的眼瞎。
The other is the blindness of our mind.
哦，在这个圣经里头，哦，我们来看一下哥林多后书哦。
So let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第三章。
Chapter
3. 哦，第四章，抱歉哦。
Chapter 4 instead.
哥林多后书四章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
哦，四章四节，此等不幸之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。哦，在这里谈到说，这个世人的这个心眼眼瞎是被这个偶像假神所弄瞎的。
So it is recorded here that people of the world, their minds have been blinded by the gods of this age.
哦，他们得不着基督荣耀福音的光照。
So as a result, they cannot receive the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
啊，也许我们弟兄姐妹说，哦，今天我们都信了主啦。
We can say that we have believed in Christ.
哦，我们都被基督福音的这个光啊，已经光照了。
And the light of God has shined into our hearts.
哦，所以啊，我们呢啊，不是心眼眼瞎的。
So we are not, our minds are not blind.
哦，但是还有另外一种哦。
But yet, still yet, there is another type of blindness.
我们啊，看这个哥林多后书啊。第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5
五章十六节
verse 16
十六节，所以我们从今以后不再凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。哦，这里谈到说啊，这些门徒曾经哦，在心眼啊，哦，也有这个昏迷看不清楚的时候。
And so there's a state of mental blindness.
哦，用外貌来看，哦，凭着外貌来看耶稣啊。
That is to see Christ according to the flesh.
哦，那外貌看耶稣，耶稣只不过是犹太人。
According to the flesh, Jesus is simply a Jew.
哦，只不过是一个穷木匠的孩子。
A son of a carpenter.
哦，顶多是一个教导圣经的老师。
And at most, he was a teacher of the law.
哦，那后来啊，他还被钉死在十字架上。
Later on, he was crucified.
哦，他是一个失败者。
He was a failure.
一个牺牲者。
He was a martyr.
哦，这个就是凭外貌来看耶稣。
So this is to view Jesus according to the flesh.
耶稣在世上的时候也曾经问过他的门徒。
Jesus once asked his disciples.
哦，你们说，哦，人说我是谁呀？
Who is it that people say that I am?
哦，门徒就说啊，大家说哦，你是先知里头的某一位啊。
And they say you are one of the prophets.
哦，那耶稣就又问了。
So Jesus asked.
那你们认为呢？
And what do you think?
哦，你们认为我是谁啊？
Who do you say that I am?
哦，这个时候彼得说啊，你是基督永生神的儿子。
At that time, Peter answers that you are the Son of the Living God.
哦，这个彼得啊，他有不同于其他门徒的看见呢。
So Peter was able to see Jesus, from a different angle.
哦，能够看出耶稣真正的身份。
To understand the true status of Jesus.
哦，所以很多时候我们。也会有这种心眼被蒙蔽的时候。
So at times our minds may be blinded.
哦，我们对耶稣有所不认识。
That we fail to understand Jesus.
哦，对神的作为有所不明白。
We fail to understand the will of God.
哦，有时候我们不单对神本身，哦，对神的作为，甚至对我们的侍奉也有时候会看不清楚啊。
Sometimes we fail to see our work and our service towards God.
这个俄国的大文豪托尔斯泰，这个俄罗斯有一个很出名的了哦
，Tolstoy， right？ Tolstoy，
他曾经写了一个故事叫做《三圣者》。
And one of the famous Russian authors, he wrote this story about the three sacred men.
Three saints， 圣徒，三个圣徒哦。那故事这么说了哦，说这个有一艘船哦。载满了人要到这个耶路撒冷去朝圣。
And there was a story about a boat full of people. They wanted to go to Jerusalem, to worship.
那船上除了这个虔诚的善男信女还有这个当地的这个主教。
And in addition to all the good peasants, there are also some of the rulers.
那个 bishop
那这个船哦，经过一个小岛哦 ，and the boat passed by an island。
哦，那这个人们哦就开始在说，听说那个岛上哦有三个圣徒啊。
And so there's this people started to say that there are three holy men on this island。
哦，那这个三个圣徒啊，很圣洁，每天哦都为着世人们呐。在向神祷告代求。
And they are very holy men, and they intercede for others every day.
哦，这个话传到主教的耳中啊。
So this message came to was heard by the bishop.
他就很想见这三个圣徒啊。
So the bishop wanted to see these three holy men.
那想说这个小岛也算是我的这个教区里面嘛。
And he think that this little island is part of his district.
哦，所以我应当去看他们。
So he wanted to pay a visit.
哦，所以他就吩咐这个船长停船。
So he commanded the captain to stop at the island.
哦，搭上这个小艇哦，就上了岸了。
And he went on to a little boat and he came on shore.
哦，上了岸，他看到果然这个岛上有三个人呐。
He indeed saw three men.
哦，但是他们都很老。
But they were old.
哦，那衣衫褴褛哦，这个穿的衣服破破烂烂的。
And their clothes were tattered.
哦，补了又补
And has been patched numerous times.
他们手牵着手。
And they were holding hand by hand.
哦，那当中有人因为年纪太大了所以眼睛看不见了。
And there were their eyesights were failing.
哦，那他们这三个人毕恭毕敬的这个向主教请安呢。
And so they greeted the bishop.
主教就问他们听说你们经常这个为了世人在向神祷告啊。
And the bishop asked, do you often intercede for the people of the world.
哦，祷告是很神圣的事啊。
And prayer, it is something that is very sacred.
哦，那你们都是怎么祷告的
？And so the bishop asks, how do you pray?
哦，那当中有一位这三个老人当中比较年轻的那一位就说话了。
And the youngest among them, he spoke.
哦，主教大人我们都是这么祷告的。
He says that this is how we pray.
哦，主耶稣求你帮助谁帮助谁。
He says, Jesus, please help such and such person.
这个主教一听说不对不对不对。
And the bishop said, that's not how you should pray.
Oh, 你们啊, 这样祷告不对了。
And your prayer, the method of your prayer is incorrect.
Oh, 这个祷告啊, 是有次序的, oh.
Your prayer must have a certain order.
Oh, 一定要先讲什么,
you must first, there are things you must say first.
Oh, 还有哦, 那个啊, 你用的词句啊, 一定啊, 哦, 要很, 哦, 啊, 很恭敬, 很, 哦, 很好的词句啊。
Also, the words that you use must be carefully selected.
啊, 这样啊, 哦, 我这个, 哦, 做个示范给你们。
So the bishop wanted to make an example of a proper form of prayer.
那所以说从早上到黄昏哦，这个主教啊就教导那三个圣人哦，怎么样按照他的方法来祷告。第一点，第二点，第三点这样。So
all day long, the bishop teaches these three holy men how to pray according to his method.
哦，但是因为哦，这三个人实在年纪太大了。
But these three, they were quite old.
哦，记得第一点呢，就忘了第二点了。They
don't even remember the first point, and they forget the second.
啊，记得第二点就忘了第三点了。And
they could remember the second, but not the third.
哦，折腾到这个哦，黄昏哦，好不容易哦，当中那一个哦比较年轻一点点的哦，那个圣徒啊，把整个哦。 十点哦，通通背下来了。And
so the youngest among them finally was able to memorize all 10 of the important points.
哦，主教很满意啊。So
the bishop was satisfied.
哦，他认为他今天做了一件非常伟大的事情。He
felt that he has done something extraordinary.
哎，教导啊，这三个圣徒啊，怎么样来祷告。To
teach these three holy men how to pray.
哦，所以啊，他很满意的回到船上。 然后继续啊，朝耶路撒冷去了。
So he returned to the ship and he continued towards Jerusalem.
哎，到了半夜哦，哇，被这个群众哦，同船的这个乘客啊吵醒了。
And in the middle of the night, he was awakened by others on the boat.
哦，为什么？哦，因为啊，大家哦，这个船上有人看到远远的哦，那个从小岛那边呐，有一个很亮很亮的光点哦。 很快速的朝着船哦过来呀。And because
someone saw there was a bright light coming towards them from that island.
哇，大家不知道那个到底是什么。And
no one knew what that was.
哦，在这个漆黑的海上啊，怎么会有这个很亮的光点呢？In
the vast in the darkness of the vast ocean, how could there be such a bright light?
哦，这个主教啊也跟着大家在看哦，那个到底是什么？
So the bishop also awoke and tried to find out what that was.
哦，等到这个光点呢靠近的时候才看清楚啊，原来那个光点就是这三个圣徒哦手牵着手在海面上跑啊。And
indeed, there was the light was these three men from the island. They were running on the surface of the ocean.
哦，跑到他的船边呐。And
they were running to their boat.
哦，就说我们哦，能不能再跟主教问一下哦？ 啊，他那个第八点是什么？我们哪又忘记的啦。And
they ran and wanted to ask the bishop, what is the eighth point that they has forgotten?
哦，这个主教啊，那个遮着眼睛哦，因为太亮了哦，不敢啊正面的看这个这三个圣徒啊。Because
they were in shining light, and the bishop dare not look at them directly.
哦，跟这个三个圣徒说，不用我教了啊，你们哦为我们祷告，为我们祷告。
And so the bishop said, there's no need for me to teach you, just pray for us.
哦，那这个三个圣徒啊，听说哦，不用照主教那一套祷告，很高兴的又回去了。And
so they said that they were happy that they don't need to follow his technique, so they went home.
哦，这个是托尔斯泰哦，他所写的在讽刺当时啊，那个已经刻板哦，样板化的这个宗教信仰。
So this was a sarcasm towards the superficial faith that many had.
哦，只看到条规，没有看到神。We
only see the rules and regulations and did not see God himself.
哦，所以很多时候啊，我们也有可能哦，在某些人事物方面呢，我们也会有眼瞎的时候。So
there are times that towards men or towards other things we may be become blinded.
哦，所以我们都需要主耶稣的医治。So
we need the healing of the Lord Jesus.
哦，那这里说啊。 哦，这个有人带一个瞎子来。Here
says that there was a blind man that was brought to Jesus.
哦，瞎子啊，他 看不见，所以他没有办法自己来。
And because he was blind, he cannot come on his own.
哦，必须要有人带他来。
Someone must bring him.
哦，同样的，不认识神、不认识耶稣的人，他不会自己到教堂来的啦。
And so those who do not know Jesus, they will not come by himself.
哦，必须要有人向他做见证，介绍他啊，介绍主耶稣给他，把他带来。
There must be there must be people willing to testify to them and lead them to church.
哦，很多时候啊，我们都想说，我们报上登一登哦，杂志登一登哦，网络上哦看一看哦，哎，能不能就有人自动来高朋满座哦？
And sometimes we feel that just put a few ads in the newspaper or go through the promotion through the web, we can bring many to church.
哦。确实啊，也有人看了 internet 看了报纸、看了杂志，找到教会的也有了哦。
And indeed, there have been some who came to church due to these mass media.
哦，但是也需要我们呢、啊，哦，弟兄姐妹啊，去接待啊，去跟进呐、啊。
But still, we need to follow up. We need to help them along.
哦，所以哦，我们这个人的本分哦，不能够缺席的。
And so it is our duty, and we should not these cannot be lacking.
哦。那有时候啊，一些软弱的弟兄姐妹
，and sometimes for those who are weak，
然后他在某些人事物的身上哦，对教会的看法哦有盲点哦有成见
，and perhaps they might be blinded in their views towards the church，
哦，哎，也不会自己来呀、
啊、，and so they will not come by themselves，
也必须要有人带他们回来呀、
啊、，so they need to have someone to guide them back，
哦，所以这个人哦必须要有人带。
So, if we are blinded, we need others to lead us.
哦，那这个瞎子为什么愿意被人带来
？And why is it that the blind man is willing to come?
因为对带他的人相当的信任。
And because he trusts, he trusts them.
哦，所以今天我们要带慕道朋友。
So today, if we want to bring true seekers,
我们要带软弱的弟兄姐妹。
We want to lead the lost sheep.
我们也必须要让他们。哦、信任我们，认同我们。
We must allow, we must be trusted by them.
哦，从我们身上啊，看见信仰它的价值。
So that from us they can see the value of this faith.
哦，看到得救的必要。
They can realize how important salvation is.
哦，所以他们才会来哦。
So they will come.
哦，这个是第一个哈、哦，人带人来。
And so for man to bring others to Jesus.
哦，那主耶稣并没有马上就医治这个瞎子。
Jesus did not heal him immediately.
哦，主耶稣拉着这个瞎子的时候，把他带到村外去了。
Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town.
哦，才开始医治他。
And then he began to heal him.
哦，换句话说，这个瞎子哦，第一步是跟着人来。
So the first step is to follow man to Jesus.
哦，那第二步就是必须要跟着主耶稣走。
And the second step is to follow Jesus.
哦，这个是最困难的。
So this is very difficult.
哦，因着人，因着人的好处，因着看到人的表现而来，哦，这个比较容易。
It is easy to follow people to come to church.
哦，但是愿意呀，哦，放下自己的成见，放下自己的偏见。哦、让主耶稣亲自带领、哦、这个就比较难。
It is more difficult to lay aside all our burdens to follow Jesus.、
哦、圣经记载着有一个年少的财主来求耶稣啊，请教耶稣啊，怎么才能得永生。
The Bible recorded a young man who came to ask Jesus how to be saved.、
哦、主耶稣告诉他说、啊、律法你知道、哦、就是、啊、不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可犯奸淫、哦啊、要、啊、孝顺父母、啊、
And Jesus told him that you know what the law says. You cannot murder, you cannot kill, you cannot commit adultery, and so on.
哦，他说、啊、这些我从小就遵守了。
And this young man says that all these I have kept since when I was young.
哦，耶稣啊，说你还缺少一件。
And Jesus said that there is one thing that you're still lacking.
啊，就是啊，你变卖所有的啊，去周济穷人，然后你。还要来跟从我
，and that is for you to sell all that you have and give to the poor and to follow me。
哦，何等的幸运哦！这个年少的财主哦，他只少一件就可以进天国，入进到永生里面了。
And so this young man, he was fortunate that he was only a step away from entering into salvation。
哦，那今天如果换作是我们的话哦，不知道还要几件哦。
And so today, if it was us, we don't know how many things we are still lacking.
哦，但是这个唯一少的这一件呢、啊，却让这个年少的财主哈、哦、忧忧愁愁的离开，放弃了永生之道。
But because of this one thing that he lacked, he was unable to received salvation and he left very sorrowfully.
哦，因为主耶稣给他的答案跟他的期待不一样。
Because the answer that Jesus gave him was different from his expectation. 哦，
这个年少财主的期待是我在得着什么，我就可以换取永生。
And the young man thought that if he had gained one more thing, he would be able to receive salvation.
那主耶稣给他的答案却是你要舍弃才能得到永生。
But Jesus' answer was just the opposite, that he must give up all things.
哦，舍弃你的身外之物去帮助需要的人。
To give up all his material wealth to help the poor.
舍弃你人生的主导权。去跟从耶稣
and to give up his own control of his own life and to follow Jesus.
这个是最难的。
So this was indeed difficult.
所以主耶稣讲了说这个财主进天国是难的啦。
So that's why Jesus said that it is very difficult for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
真的没有人天生就是出生来做基督徒的。
There is no one that is born a Christian.
这个福音呢。如果对人没有这个挑战性那就不是福音了。
And so if the gospel is of no challenge to any one of us, then it is not considered a gospel.
因为我们接受耶稣基督的福音。
We accept the gospel of Jesus.
不像说我们学一个新的语言或者学一个新的知识。
It's not like learning something new.
不需要把旧的放弃掉。
And there is no need to abandon the old.
我们来美国学英文，不需要说把中文忘记啊。
We want to learn English. We don't need to forget Chinese.
我们来到这个美国改念电脑，不需要把以前念的这个major 把它放弃掉。
If we change to a different major, we don't need to forget all that we have learned in the past.
但是接受耶稣基督的福音呢？却必须要彻头彻尾的把我们旧有的人生观、价值观通通舍弃。
But in accepting the gospel of Jesus, we must forsake all the material and all the other views that we have in life.
所以主耶稣这样说
So that is why Jesus said.
说没有人把这个新酒装到旧的这个皮袋里头。
We're going to put new wine in old wineskin.
因为这个旧的皮袋饱经风霜已经硬了。那个新酒还没有完全发酵。
And the old wineskin has hardened, and the new wine hasn't completed fermentation.
那所以这个新酒放到旧皮袋这个新酒一发酵这旧皮袋就胀破了。
And when the new wine ferments, it'll expand and cause the wineskin to break.
所以新酒一定要放在新皮袋。
So the new wine must be in the new wineskin.
没有人喝过这个陈酒又想喝新酒的。
So no one would drink the old wine and wants to drink the new wine again.
总是说老酒好喝啊。
They will say that the old one is better.
江山易改，本性难移，这是人的通病。
And so it is easy to change the mountains, but hard to change our character.
所以跟着人来见耶稣容易要放下自己跟着耶稣走，这个就困难。
So it is easy to follow others to come, but yet to follow Jesus, it is even harder.
这个很多朋友为什么迟迟没有办法下定决心呢？受洗归入耶稣基督。
We have many truth seekers who were unable to make it a determination to be baptized.
因为他们不是说圣经不好了
It is not to say that that the Bible is not good enough.
有什么错误
Or there are some mistakes.
或者是教会有什么不好。
Or there is something lacking in the church.
基督信仰有什么不对。
And there is something wrong with our faith.
都是因为没有办法舍弃。
But because they are unable to give up.
舍弃自己去过一个要对神负责任的生活。
To give up their own life, to live a life that is responsible to God.
很多弟兄姐妹为什么一直在软弱当中。
Why is it that many are living in weakness?
不是不知道圣经的要求，主耶稣的期待。
It is not that they do not know the requirements of Jesus.
而是这个怕受苦
But yet we fear suffering.
这个放不掉
We are unwilling to put things aside.
所以只好忧忧愁愁的来过生活。
So that is why we are often like this young man who live a sorrowful life.
主耶稣带这个瞎子到村外去。
Jesus brought this blind man out of town.
哦，就开始医治他了。
And started to heal him.
哦，所以我们看到，哎，这个好，哦，这个两次的医治，哦，第一次，啊，耶稣按手在他身上，哦。
The first time Jesus laid hand on him.
啊，问他说你看见什么？
And asked him, what do you see?
哦，他抬头一看说，啊，我看见人了，哦，他们好像树木，并且行走。
He looked up and said, I see men like trees walking.
哦，哎，主耶稣啊，第一次医治他。
This was the first time Jesus tried to heal him.
哦，按手在他身上。
Lay hand on him.
哎，哦，反过来讲。
And if we talk about it from a different way.
他接受耶稣的医治。
He received the healing of Jesus.
他让耶稣按手在他身上。
He allowed Jesus to lay hand on him.
有没有用？
What is the end result?
有啊。
It is effective.
本来是都看不见的，哦。
At first, he could not see anything.
现在可以看了。
But now he can see something.
但可惜哦，啊，模糊不清啊。
But yet what he saw was unclear.
哦，是看是有看到啊，哦，但是不清楚啦。
He was able to see something, but not very clearly.
哦，那再来，主耶稣啊，又按手在他眼睛上了。
So then Jesus put his hand on his eyes.
哦，同样的哈，哦，他让耶稣啊按手在他眼睛上。
And so he allowed Jesus to lay hand on him.
哦，这一次，哎，样样都看得清清楚楚。
And this time, when he looked up, he was fully restored in his sight.
哦，为什么第一次啊，哦，没有办法看清楚
？So why is it that the first time he could not see clearly?
哦，那我们刚刚看到哈，第一次他让耶稣按在身上哦。
And first is when Jesus lay hand on him.
哦，那第二次啊是按在眼睛上。
And the second time, Jesus lay hands on his eyes.
哦，这里啊，主耶稣要教导我们哦。
And so, what is the teaching here?
哦，问题在哪里，就要求神医治哪里的。
Wherever our problem is, we must ask God to give us the healing there.
哦，软弱在哪里啊，就要愿意啊摆在主的面前，让主耶稣来碰触。
Whatever weakness we may have, we must lay it before Jesus to allow Jesus to touch us there.
哦，主耶稣啊，不愿意我们囫囵吞枣、含糊笼统的认罪。
Jesus does not want us to just repent for everything.
他希望我们哦，能够真正的针对我们自己的问题。
Jesus wants us to be able to see what our problems are.
哦，针对我们的软弱。
To focus on our weakness.
啊，愿意啊，让他的哦，他的医治的大能的手啊，来碰触哦，来改变。
Willing to allow his almighty hands to touch us.
哦。我们每一个人哦，在我们内心深处啊，或许哦，都有哦不可告人哦的这个秘密哦跟隐私啊。
Perhaps there are secrets in our hearts that cannot be spoken.
哦，保罗啊，到这个米利大岛去的。
And Paul once went onto an island.
哦，天气很冷又下着雨。
And it was cold and rainy.
哦，他就生火了。
So he started a fire.
哦，结果这个。这个柴哈，哦，柴堆里头啊，有一条蛇啊，哦，因为啊这个火的热哈，哦，一烤它就跑出来，就咬保罗的手啊。
And on this island, because of the heat of the fire, there was a snake that came out and bit Paul.
哦，也许我们每个人的内心深处哦，哎，都躲着一条蛇。
And perhaps in the depths of our heart, there's a snake.
哦，都很安稳的哈，藏在里面，从来不受打扰的。
And he was, and the snake is hidden within and is not disturbed.
啊，但是如果我们愿意啊，让主耶稣大能的手啊来碰触的话
，But if we are willing to allow the hands of Jesus to touch us,
哦，那个蛇就会跑出来了。
Then the snake or the serpent will run away.
哦。所以啊，我们应该把我们的软弱
，So we need to bring our weakness to Jesus，
哎，把我们的罪
，and bring our sins out，
哎，我们跟主耶稣交代清楚明白
，and confess these in front of Jesus。
主啊，我就是这么软弱哎
，to confess of our weakness to Jesus。
主啊，我就是这么难看哎
，and to confess that before Jesus we are such。 in such pity.
我就是这么的罪恶啊。
We are so sinful.
哦，主啊，求你帮助我。
Pray the Lord to help us.
求你医治我。
Pray the Lord to heal us.
哦，求你洁净我。
Pray the Lord to cleanse us.
哦，那这样我们才能够真正的得医治。
So in doing so, we can truly be healed.
我们才能够啊，真正的看清楚。
We can truly see clearly.
哦，在这里我们看到两次的医治。
So we see the two stages, steps in the healing process.
我们如果愿意完全得医治，
if we want to be fully healed,
我们就应当要完全的把自己摆在神的面前。
We need to subject ourselves completely before Jesus.
让他的荣光来鉴察，来光照。
So that his glorious light can shine into our hearts.
好，那最后耶稣叫他说不要回去了。
And Jesus finally told him that do not go home.
不是要回家，不要再进到这个村子。
Jesus sent him away to his house, to not go into town.
我们刚刚说主耶稣把他带出村外。
Jesus let him out of town.
那现在叫他回家，不要再进到村子里面。
He said to him that to go home and not go back into town.
第一次主耶稣叫他出来，把他带出来，这是暂时的离开。
When Jesus let him out of town, this is a temporary.
那这一次叫他永远不要回去，这是永远的离开。
And so Jesus said that do not go back into the town.
这个世界不是我们的家。
This world does not belong to us.
我们的家在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
那个世界把我们污染了。
We have been defiled by this world.
我们在这个罪恶的世界里头沾染污秽。
We have been We have become filthy because of these worldly things.
被这个世界的神弄瞎了我们的心眼。
We've been blinded by the gods of this age.
然后我们有幸的蒙主耶稣把我们暂时带出来。
But fortunately, the Lord Jesus has led us out.
让我们得医治。
So that we may be healed.
那我们就不能够再回来了。
So we should go back no more.
不能够再回头去走那个罪恶的道路了。
We should not go back and walk in the sinful ways.
不能够再走那个罪恶走那个旧的道路了。
We should no longer walk in the old path.
要改变成为新人。
We need to transform and become a new man.
真正的回到这个主耶稣为我们所预备的天家。
And to go to the heavenly home that the Lord Jesus has prepared.
所以我们从主耶稣医治这个伯赛大的瞎子。
So from this incident of how Jesus healed the blind man.
我们看到两次的带领。
We see the two types of guidance.
人带人。
When man bring another man.
人被神带。
And when man was led by God.
我们看到两次的医治。
We see the two types of healings.
一次医治这个第一次让神碰触。第二次愿意让我们的软弱弱点罪恶摆在神面前。
And the first is to allow God to touch him, and then is to truly place our weakness before God so that we can truly be healed.
我们也看到两个的离开。
Also, we see the two types of departures.
暂时的离开跟永远的离开。
The temporary type and the permanent departure.
愿主耶稣帮助我们每个弟兄姐妹。
So we pray to God to help us.
无论我们在我们的信仰当中或者是在我们侍奉里头
in our life of faith, in our life of servitude,
我们都能够有一个正确的看见
we can see clearly,
我们都能够看得清清楚楚
we can see clearly and not be blinded,
看见主耶稣的荣光
to see the glory of Jesus,
看见那个荣美的天家
and to see the glory of the heavenly home.
所以我们来看一个经文
let's turn to the last verse,
以弗所书
Let's turn to Ephesians,
第一章
chapter
1. 十七节
verse 17.
十七节求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们使你们真知道他十八节
18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀十九节
Verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大求主耶稣的光照让我们 都能够得到医治。
So may the light of Jesus shine into us that we may be healed.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
47.